Shay, are you ready for the most shocking podcast episode ever?
That's funny. I am. Listen, is it going to be the sisters tell all? Is that what it
is? It's going to be something like that. The besties tell all. Yes. Yes. Okay. So today we're talking all things breaking down The Bachelor.
Yes. We are breaking down, I guess, my perspective behind the scenes of The Bachelor. Maybe one day we can break down The Bachelor. We'll break down Sean.
I think he'd be up for it.
Yeah, we'll be able to express all of our thoughts and feelings on who Sean Lowe really is. But today we're breaking down, behind the scenes.
Yeah, we not only tested your Bachelor knowledge, but a little bit of your memory because it's been a while. And I just did a little Q&A and asked Shay all the things she remembered. You guys sent them in and we recapped a little bit.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's been a minute, right? It's been like nine years. How many people were still interested? That is really special that so many people sent in questions and wanted to hear specific things about our time on it because it was almost a decade ago.
Yeah, but it's good. It's good to hear the little ins and outs and some, quirky things that the Bachelor people have. I can't say the word contestants, right? That doesn't sound right. The guests, the house guests,
I don't know. What would you call them on, what show do you like to watch?
Big Brother.
That's it. What would you call them on Big Brother? House guests?
House guests.
I don't think they call them that on The Bachelor. Contestants. I think they use the word contestants, which sounds a little Price is Right-ish to me.
Yeah.
We should know this. What do we call them? The women, the men, the
bachelorettes and bachelors.
No, the people on The Bachelor.
Yes.
All those people.
It's a good episode. I think you'll learn something whether you like The Bachelor or not.
Yeah. Yes. I don't think you have to have any knowledge of the show. If you're just more interested in the behind the scenes of what it was like for me and my family, I tried to, conjure up all those memories and share them with you. So I hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, everyone. I'm Erica.
And I'm Shay.
And we're two bestie moms breaking down topics each week here on our podcast.
We cover everything from pop culture to travel, motherhood, organization, fitness, fashion, food, and so much more.
We're two best friends just chatting about life, and we're so excited you're here. Hey, Shay. He's laughing. He's running the moment.
Because we only know how to start this show by going, hey, Shay. Hey, Erica.
We have a hard time starting off differently. Okay, here we go. It's going to be a fun day.
Wait, I have a question. When I call you and you say hello, do I say, hey, Erica, or do I just start?
I think you just start talking like, hey, blah, blah, blah.
But I say, hey.
I do think you say, hey, but I think it's like, blah, blah, it just goes.
Because so far today, let's just recap. So far today, I worked out with you at my house.
Yeah, but let's back it up. The night before.
Yes. Okay.
We're going to give a little shout out to our friend Jenny. And she had us drink this espresso drink at I was finishing mine at 7:30 or 8. And so we were both quick. We both said we were quick to go to sleep. But at 2:30, I was awake and I never went back to sleep at 2:30. Jenny, what were you thinking?
Our lives have been very intertwined. I mean, they're always very intertwined, but especially in the last 12 hours. So Jenny, who we love, Jenny and Erica came over yesterday, last night. And Jenny was like, they have this new espresso drink. And I mean, I knew in my head, don't drink espresso at, 7 o'clock at night. But it was so good. And Jenny made it. We'll have to post the recipe. It's not even a recipe. How she made it, I don't know. We'll post it.
I don't even think I ever drink espresso. Right? I have coffee, which is not even as strong as that. So I just think my body's in a weird place. So now I've got puffy eye. But I pulled up to Shay's house this morning at 5 to work out. Okay. It's pitch black. It's 4:50 a.m. And she's walking down her street. And I'm like, what are you doing? Right? We're about to go in and work out for an hour lifting weights and whatever. And she's like, I've been awake since 2 and I'm pacing back and forth the street. That's what she was doing.
Because I woke up at 2, I couldn't go back to sleep. So then I'm at that point I'm up. So I'm drinking coffee and I'm working. And then around 4:30, I was now I'm tired. But I can't go to sleep because Erica's going to show up at 5. So I didn't want to go for a walk because I was pacing up and down my street.
Yes.
Oh, how did we even get? All I know is when I call you, I don't say, hey, Erica. Yeah. I think somehow we ended up with that conversation, but
It's going to be a fun episode today. We're talking about something that I feel like we used to talk about all the time, but we probably haven't talked about this like face to face in years. So tell everybody what we're talking about.
We're going to break down The Bachelor.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh.
The Bachelor.
You know, we haven't talked about it in years.
No, I mean, we used to have watch parties. Yeah. We watched it together every Tuesday or Monday night. Sorry, what was Tuesday? But yeah, it's been a while. So
yeah,
this will be fun. If you're new here, why would we ever discuss The Bachelor?
Well, my little brother is Sean Lowe, who I think everyone would say is like the most loved bachelor ever.
I looked it up on insider.com. I'm not sure how I got there, but they ranked him as number one.
I mean, I've always heard that. So yeah, so he's my brother and I have a little bit of experience just being around The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. So people wanted us to break it down.
So here we go. What about, is there a disclaimer? Is there anything you want to tell us before we like get into the nitty gritty?
Yeah, that's
of the Q&A.
Yes, good question. I would say yes. One disclaimer was, how many years ago? They've been married like 7.5 years. So what, 9 years ago he was on The Bachelorette?
2012 he was on The Bachelorette.
Oh, 9 years. Okay, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to try to recall details as honestly and specifically as I can, but it's hard for me to remember what I did 9 days ago.
Yeah.
So if I accidentally say something incorrect, it's an accident. And forgive me, it's been like a decade. So
yeah.
Like disclaimer number one, I'm doing my best, but I may not remember every detail. And just, I'd like to say that my family doesn't talk about The Bachelor anymore. Like it's old news, right?
Yeah.
Super old news. But we had a great experience. So I just want to like say that moving forward, like it was a great experience and I'm going to like think about it today and talk about it today, but it's not something we sit around and talk about anymore because it's happened a long time ago, but it was a great experience. And I hope that's conveyed when I talk today.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't want to accidentally say anything that makes it sound like it wasn't a great experience, but it was a great experience. Have happy thoughts when I think back on it.
Good. Okay. So I tried to do a little bit of research. So yes, Wikipedia describes Sean Lowe as an American reality TV personality and author, best known for his role on the 17th season of ABC's The Bachelor, which he earned by becoming the fan favorite during his time on the 8th season of The Bachelorette with Emily Maynard, where he placed third. I thought it was funny that it says where he placed third, right? Like, not like, you know what I mean? It almost sounds a little bit more contestant game show-esque.
It does sound a little game show-esque.
It's supposed to feel.
Yeah, a little less like love, emotion, and feelings.
Yeah, less like that. Okay, so we're going to kick it off today with some how well do you know your brother questions. Shay doesn't know what these questions are. I texted Sean and asked him his things, like his favorites. So we're going to see how well she knows him. Okay, first question. What is his favorite food?
Oh, I think he's going to say something weird. I mean, not weird, but I think he's going to say something like, he's not going to say something like pizza. He's going to say something like a poke bowl or something. It's going to be something like that, I think.
Okay, ready for the answer?
Yeah.
Mom's meatloaf.
Oh!
Ouch, Mom. Something weird.
That is so funny. And that would also be Andrew Scholl's favorite thing is my mom's meatloaf.
We just had that last week for dinner. We'll put a little swipe up on the Instagram, Insta stories. Okay, what's his favorite color?
I don't know. Don't overthink them, Shay, because I want to say blue. That's what I want. Okay, good. Whew.
Blue.
Okay.
Okay, what music does he like?
Country.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Whew.
He said Texas country, to be specific. What's his favorite TV show? I've never even heard of this.
Oh.
But that doesn't mean anything, so don't read too much into my head.
No, okay. It's probably not. I mean, he likes shows like Game of Thrones and things like that. I mean, I think if you wouldn't have said I've never heard of it, I would have said Game of Thrones. But maybe like Peaky Blinders or...
The Chosen? Is that one of those shows?
Oh, I haven't.
Maybe we should all watch that.
You know what that's about, right? I probably shouldn't. Isn't that the one about Jesus? Look at Sean.
Okay.
Instead of saying Game of Thrones.
I just looked it up.
Yes.
The answer, Sean.
His sister would have said like, oh, Breaking Bad. And Sean's like, no, the show about Jesus.
Yeah, it is. I see. Yes. It is. Okay.
And wait, and he loves mom's meatloaf. He's such a good human being.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of brownie points so far. Okay, where is his favorite place in the world? And he didn't say like my mom's house or something like that, just to get more brownie points.
In the world.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, is it like specific? Or
no.
I'm going to say the beach.
Oh, he said the mountains.
Maybe I don't know this Sean Lowe guy.
Yeah, we're just making stuff up about a random person. What is your favorite thing about him?
He
didn't answer this one.
He couldn't think of anything.
No. I guess he thought like, yeah. Go ahead. He was so like, you can say anything. There's no wrong or right answer.
He was like, she has no favorite things about me. My favorite thing about Sean, I have a lot of them. So I'm pausing to try to think of which one is my favorite. I mean, I'm going to say, besides that he like loves the Lord and loves Jesus and loves his wife and his children, and he's so good to my grandparents and my mom and dad. Besides all of that, that he's just like really good at, I really love, he is like so funny in a sarcastic way. He is really funny. He's not like obvious funny. He's like sarcastic and quick-witted funny. And I enjoy that.
I feel like most people, if you follow him on Instagram, you can see that side of him.
He's really funny.
Your brother is an early bird or a night owl?
Night owl.
He is an introvert or extrovert?
He's an introvert.
Cat person, dog person?
Dog person.
Optimist, pessimist?
Well, between the two of us, I think I'm more peppy, cheery, probably optimistic. He's optimistic. Okay. What did he say?
He said optimistic, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it? You got the last four correct.
Ooh, I just, listen, that made me nervous because I was like, I really thought he was going to go all, you know, Pokeball on me. But he didn't.
No, he didn't. Not
he
at all.
He answered up front. And I thought he would say something like his favorite color is, I don't know, seafoam green. You know, just to be a jerk.
Just so you couldn't get the right answer. He made that easy.
So I kind of know a little bit about him.
Yeah. Okay. So
that's good.
The reason we're talking about Sean today and The Bachelor specifically is when we kind of opened it up for what were some podcast topics you guys wanted to hear more about. We got this one a lot, and it's something that we never really thought about talking about. So we were kind of like, oh, yeah, sure. So what we did was we compiled a big list, or I guess I did, because I'm going to ask Shay a bunch of these questions, and it's just kind of going to be a little Q&A about all things Bachelor related and Sean and Catherine.
Okay. Can I ask you a question before we start?
Oh, sure.
Did you watch The Bachelor? You, like before? From the beginning?
Okay. So when I looked it up, I don't recognize the first Bachelor.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember what his name was, but he did not look familiar.
I feel like I know his name.
And then the second one I started watching, I should know their name.
Wait, hold on. Too. I'm looking it up too. A little quick Google search on my phone. Because I watched the first one. I just need to jog my memory of what his name was. The first one. Who can find it first?
Alex Michael.
Yes, Alex.
I did not watch that.
Okay, so and how many did we have before we had the first girl? I'm sorry, I'm looking.
Well,
two or just one.
Was Trista the first girl?
She was the first girl. I watched Alex, but really when Aaron Berge.
Yeah, that is when I really started watching.
And I don't remember if Trista came Trista came before him. So Trista's season would be the one I like really committed to. But Aaron was like the first guy.
Oh, because Trista was the runner up on the first.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
I did not remember that guy, but I felt like I watched her episode or her season knowing who she was. So maybe I did.
Yeah. I probably, do you see his picture on your little Google search?
No.
You would recognize him. Okay. Do you see the third Bachelor is Andrew Firestone?
I loved that episode.
Wait, weren't we season. Together? We were together when we saw him at the airport.
Yeah. We saw him in Park City.
Salt Lake City. But I love this. We saw him going through security at the Salt Lake City airport.
Yeah.
But he was with his wife and kids schlepping luggage
suitcases.
And suitcases, and his kids were whining and they were taking their shoes off. And it's so refreshing to see people that are, you know, just famous like being normal.
Yeah. What in that magazine, like one of the celebrity magazines, is it like Stars or Just Like You?
Yes.
We had that moment.
We didn't say anything to him. We just watched from a distance and enjoyed the fact that he was a normal dad, just like just like we are too, normal parent.
Oh, Jesse Palmer was one of my favorite seasons too.
Yeah, Jesse Palmer is cute. Charlie O'Connell, I liked his season.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like Dr. Stork's season.
Yes, me too. All those.
Lorenzo's season, I don't think was my favorite. Andrew Baldwin, I don't remember much about his. Brad Womack's season was both of his seasons. Remember he had two seasons?
Yes. So good.
So
I liked
good.
Brad. I liked the Jason Mesnick season.
Yes,
that was good.
I did too. I watched Jake's season. Did you watch Jake's
yes.
season? Yeah, with Vienna. And then there's Brad's season again. So good.
I didn't watch Ben's. I mean, I think I watched, but it just wasn't my favorite season.
I have more memories of that one than I do like Lorenzo's. I don't have a lot of memories of that one. I do Ben's, Sean's. And then if I'm being honest, I watched a little bit of Ben's after Sean's. Oh, I watched a little bit of Ari's, but I had
Me
a hard
too.
Time. We can, I guess we'll talk about that. I really, Sean's season was the last season I ever watched in full, but I watched every season up until then.
Okay, so we'll talk about that. But yes,
yeah,
I watched it. I guess it started, what was the date that it started? In 2002, is that right? Yeah, March 25th, 2002. Mm-hmm. So I was like a freshman in college. I don't know, probably it took a minute for me to figure it out, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready to like blast through these questions?
I'm ready.
Okay. Did your family fully embrace Sean going on the show, or was there any awkwardness or hesitation about Sean, you know, doing it in the first place?
No, my family. Well, I mean, I think there were some just like normal, make sure you think through this before you sign up for this kind of conversations. But to back up just a little bit, I was watching The Bachelor at home one night with Andrew when just a random season, when there was a commercial where you heard Chris Harrison's voice and he was like, if you know someone that would make a good contestant on the next Bachelorette, fill out this form at, you know, I don't know, abc.com. So I did that. So I'm the one that like turned his name in and submitted his application. Now, of course, all I did was that. I got the ball rolling and then Sean took it from there and wowed everybody and made it on to the Bachelorette. But the process took, and again, this is a detail maybe I'm getting wrong, I would say like, I don't know, 8 weeks, 2 months, maybe a couple months from
okay.
me turning that in to like him even really being kind of considered. So it was like a slower process. So we had a lot of time along the way to like think about, well, if you make it to the next level, you're getting even closer.
Yeah.
Is this really what you want to do? But it was for him to be on The Bachelorette. I felt like definitely there were, I don't know. I think in my head at the time, probably I had more reservations about being on The Bachelorette. Never thought he would be the lead. But by the time he got to the opportunity to be the lead, I didn't have any reservations.
Yeah, because you'd kind of seen like how he was portrayed
yes.
and how he handled himself. Yeah.
I think like normal hesitations that we had or like we spoke into him was like, one, can you take that much time off of work? Because that's a lot of time. Like when he committed to be on The Bachelorette, it was several like months he took off of work. Like, is that
yeah.
a good choice?
So let's talk about that. When did they start filming The Bachelorette? Do you remember the dates kind of just?
Yes. So The Bachelorette, they started filming in January. Hometown dates were in March and then it aired in June. Something along those lines. Again, might be
okay.
a little fuzzy, but something right in there. It was much quicker than The Bachelor.
Okay.
So like after the first of the year, then he was going to commit to being gone for a while, you know?
Yeah, months.
And, so, you know, I think we were all like, I mean, what's going to happen to your dogs while you're gone and who's going to, you know, what about your job? But, you know, he had that all figured out. And then, I mean, if I'm being honest, I don't think anybody thought like you're going to actually fall in love. I mean, that sounded like ridiculous, you
right.
know, how do you meet somebody? So I don't think we were really concerned about him falling in love. We were more thought he'd maybe go be a great experience, meet some guys that would be friends with him. I'll speak for myself. I didn't think he was going to go and actually fall in love with anybody because that sounds just silly. And I think, you know, you just don't know how you're going to be edited.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's a good guy, right? Like Sean's
yeah.
a good guy. I don't know how they could have edited him poorly, but I also didn't know at the time, like, if they manipulated things or, you know.
You don't know.
So I would say those were like my initial like hesitations. But we were excited for him because, I mean, he was in
like a once in a lifetime opportunity for sure.
And so if, what year did you say that was? It was 9 years ago.
It was 2012 is when the show aired. Yes.
So he was, let me do some quick math. He's 38 now. So he was probably like 29, you know, so, or yeah. So 28. So he's in his late 20s at this point. So, you know, an adventure. We were excited for him to do that. We knew the Bachelorette was Emily before he left. I don't remember exactly when, but I had loved her season. Because it was
when
Brad's season.
She was on Brad's
season. Yeah, and I thought she was adorable. And remember, Brad picked her.
Yes.
Brad picked her, and I don't even remember why it didn't work out. But she was so cute. Like, Jillian, I had always loved Jillian. Remember Jillian?
Yeah.
Jillian was adorable.
She was like Canadian?
Yes. Okay. She was so cute. So many of them are just like, they just seem like sweet girls. And I thought she seemed like a sweet girl. So I do remember that we knew it was her before he left. So I think that gave me peace because she just seemed nice. I didn't want him to be with somebody that didn't come off as nice. So.
Yeah. I remember being like, hey, are you worried about how they're going to make you look? I asked him that because I remember thinking, you know, some guys I'm sure aren't how they are portrayed.
Yeah.
Surely they are not really like that, you know, in real life. But some people, oh, you know.
You just don't know. Especially like we're a little family that live in a suburb of Dallas, Texas. My dad's a State Farm agent. Like we have like this very small little life.
Yeah.
And you're talking about going to LA and being on a TV show. And it's just all not what we had no idea what to expect. And we didn't know if anybody was going to take advantage of him and his niceness and make him look bad. We just didn't know.
Yeah, who knows?
We didn't know.
Okay, are there any behind-the-scenes stories that stand out as like a story you'll always remember?
Well, yes, for sure. My favorite, well, I mean, like lots of stories that I don't want to like downplay. I'm not saying one you're thinking I should be saying. I mean, I'm just, right?
No, like just something that stands out. No pressure.
But my favorite, for me personally, I just thought it was the coolest thing. It was my birthday and actually on my birthday, and they had called me 2 days before my birthday in October when he was the Bachelor, and they said he's having a hard, like a producer called and said he's having a hard time making some decisions and we just think he needs a big sister to come and help. And I was like, okay. And at this point, we'd done The Bachelorette, and we'd done a few little clips for The Bachelor, but they were asking me alone by myself to meet up at their secret location and surprise Sean and give him advice. So, right?
Oh, my God. Yes.
So
where was the secret location?
It was in St. Croix in the Caribbean. Okay. But they were very much like, but you're going to need to get on, like, I don't know. This was like Tuesday. You're going to need to get on a plane Thursday morning. And my birthday was that very next day. Okay. So, and I was like, okay. So I told Andrew and we, you know, whatever. So I boarded a plane by myself, went to St. Croix. You know, they picked me up in like an unmarked vehicle and took me somewhere. And I wasn't allowed to leave my hotel room because they didn't want Sean seeing me. Everybody was so nice. But so then I got to see him and they filmed and it was aired and it was really like cool. That's not the part that is my favorite memory. Cause like that was cool. And on camera, like he asked me if he should, you know, keep a girl or get rid of a girl. And we chatted. That was great. But the part that meant the most was I got to really know those like producers and I got to know Chris Harrison, who was could not have been nicer. Everybody was so nice. And I got a real behind the scene like peek. And that was fun. I mean, the wardrobe people, the makeup people, it was just really fun to be there. The next day was my birthday. And then they were leaving that location to fly to a different location. And we all were on the same flight from St. Croix to Miami. And then they were going to go one direction. And I was going to go home. And I was boarding the plane. And Chris Harrison came up next to me. And he gave me his first class ticket. And he said, I want you to sit in first class. And he sat in my coach seat. And I thought that was like very nice. Like he did not have to do that. So he sat in coach and I sat in first class. And just everybody was so nice. And it was just like a birthday I'll never forget. And it was just like a special little glimpse of stay-at-home mom me getting a peek at The Bachelor.
Really fun.
Yeah. It was really cool. I thought it was really neat.
That was the same day that whatever you were planning on wearing.
Yes.
The wardrobe people were like, no, we don't like that. We actually want you to wear this. And it was like the tank top you'd slept in or something, right?
Yeah. Again, I had all of about like 36 hour notice to be on TV. And like a prominent part of this episode, because this is where he gets rid of Tiara, when he like sent her home.
She was kind of like the villain of his season. Okay.
So I had brought like three things, but they're very specific about what you're allowed to wear on the show. And I'm sure like other TV shows, like, you know, you can't wear too many patterns and you can't wear like horizontal stripes. Don't wear white. Don't wear black. Like they're very specific. So I had purchased several things, but this was at the end of October. So like my wardrobe at this point in every store is like fall and winter, you know? And
you packed flannels to get to St. Croix.
They said like, you're coming to the Caribbean. So it needs to be like summer clothes, where I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, you can't go buy new stuff. So I was digging through, I found some stuff. I brought it. The producer came into my room the morning of, and she was like looking at my choices, and she's like, yep, this is great. This is okay. Okay. Yeah. But then she saw this green tank top and she was like, that is what you should wear. And I was like, that's my pajama top that I just slept in the night before. And she was like, no, the color's perfect. Wear this. And I wasn't going to say like, no. Yeah. So I wore my pajama top that I had slept in the night before on TV for my big moment.
Your big, 15 my big moment. Of fame. Yep. There she was.
And my rumpled pajama tank top from Old Navy that was like $4. Like that's what I wore. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. So you kind of jumped ahead to the next question. You didn't even know.
Ooh.
Chris Harrison, what was he like in person?
I met him a handful of times. I met him. That was the first time I met him, was that episode. And then I would end up meeting him a couple more times, especially like the wedding, you know. Yeah. I would meet him a few more times, and he was always very nice. Texas boy, you know, he grew up here. So Texas guy, very, very nice. Everybody was nice. I didn't meet a single person that wasn't nice. But he was just very down to earth, just like a Texas guy, very, very nice. And so were all the other producers and showrunners and the crew. Everybody was very nice.
That's awesome. Okay. I feel like even though I don't think you've seen these questions, you're answering them before, like the next one. Okay. So how did you feel about being on TV, even though the show was about Sean? I mean, you kind of said it was like a fun way for a stay-at-home mom to get, you know, to experience it, but go ahead.
Oh, I was certainly glad it wasn't about me. That's a lot of, it was a lot for him, especially to be the lead. That's a lot of just the whole show is on your shoulders and you have a camera watching you all the time. So I was very glad it was about him, but I thought it was fun. And everybody was, at least at the point that I was there, season whatever Sean was, what was he? For
17.
17, yeah. So they seem to have all worked there forever. So they all were like family. They traveled together, you know, half the year. They're together doing these between the Bachelor and Bachelorette. So they made everybody feel at ease. So even though it's super awkward to like sit at a table and talk to your brother about like deep life things with the camera pointing at you, they made you feel comfortable. So it wasn't, and you knew it wasn't live. I mean, there was no do-overs. You couldn't stop and say like, oh, I don't like that. Cut that out. I mean, maybe
did you say something.
Well, no,
ever like
I
that?
Mean, maybe you could. I never witnessed that in all my time. So I think I appear on 7 episodes between The Bachelorette and The Bachelor. And some of them are very, very, very brief. Like Sean calls home and there's a camera crew at my house while I answer the phone, you know?
Yeah.
Some of them are very brief, but I never saw or was told I could say like, no, stop
start
that.
Over, start over.
Yeah. But since then I've been on live national TV, and that's harder because, you know, that's harder.
Yeah, there's no.
Yeah.
We were just talking about this, and when we were talking about our job, the podcast, how like God really plans you. You know, it's crazy it's how true. God's plans are. And look at you now, like you were taking baby steps to get to those live Today Show experiences.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Because it did give you some peace knowing like, okay, I'm having this conversation in St. Croix in October, but it won't be aired until March.
Uh-huh.
Right. That takes pressure off knowing like I don't want to screw up. But at the same time, at least I have between now and March to get my mind right for it or whatever.
Yes.
So I also, they made me feel always that they wanted me they wanted me to look good on TV. They weren't ever trying to set me up.
Trying to make everyone look their best.
Yeah.
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 Okay, so when you first met Catherine, did you really think there was any way that it was going to work out? Really work out, you know?
Yeah, I saw her. I wasn't allowed to talk to the girls when I was there in St. Croix, but they were all on my flight, right? Because, so we're in St. Croix and we board a commercial, I believe it was American Airlines, a commercial American Airlines flight to go from St. Croix to Miami.
Was Sean on that flight too?
Sean was on that flight. Everybody was.
Was he allowed to talk to the girls on the flight?
Okay.
Questions. This is what people want to know.
And this is what was so interesting. This is the stuff that I was just a spectator for, but it was so interesting to me. So the morning we were going to leave St. Croix, they let me stay with Sean. Once I surprised him on the episode, right?
Because he didn't know you were coming.
He didn't know. Yes. Okay. Once I surprised him, then they let me stay with him the rest of the time. So, okay. And I was only there another 24 hours. I was barely there, but I didn't have to be by myself anymore. I got to stay with him. And so that was great. So then the next morning, you know, there's like an official like call sheet of what time we're leaving to go to the airport. And there's all these vans. So I got to be in Sean's van. So I was in his van going to the airport, but it's just like going to the airport. All the vans show up. Everybody's going through security. So I'm in line in security and I'm like, pretty easy to pick out which ones are. I didn't know what they looked like, right? Because the show hasn't aired and there's no video or photos.
And back then it wasn't like social media. Like here's the.
No, like there was no spoilers. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't even know how you, I'm in the middle of it. How do you spoil something? I'm like, it's happening. Yeah, yeah. In front of me. So I was in line like checking my luggage. It was very surreal because like I'm in line checking my luggage with my brother, but then with like Chris Harrison. And then like some, I don't know how many at that point, five really pretty girls.
Yeah, these just gorgeous women that are standing there.
Getting out of vans with these other people that now I understand are producers. So I was like, I didn't know their names. I was just watching them from afar. They were in the same lines as we were, but kept at a distance, you know?
So they weren't really talking to him in those moments.
No. They were talking to each other and to the other producers. And so then we go through security, which another airport security, I will always remember, like they made Chris Harrison take off his belt and his shoes and his hair was like standing straight up. And it's just like real people life, you know?
Yes.
But like we sat on one side of the waiting room before the flight and these women were in there. But anyway, I watched Catherine and then the other women from afar and just kind of like, it's like being at the zoo, right?
You know, I know. Like, did you say like, hey, the girl in the black shirt, what's her name?
He told
me. Did you ask those questions?
He did. Sean told me about each one and why they were left. So, and like, it was just private time. And there are no cameras filming. This is not the glamorous part of The Bachelor. Getting from A to B is not the glamorous part. So he told me about each one, something about them. Like she's from here and she's from there. So, and then I just kind of watched them. But then when we boarded the plane, there were normal passengers on the plane, but then I don't even know how many, 50 people from The Bachelor production was on the plane as well.
Yeah.
And I saw Catherine and from a distance, but then I met her for the first time when we went to Thailand for the finale. And that was the first time I met her. And she just had Sean Lowe written all over her. I mean, I wasn't surprised.
Not only is she so pretty, she's just so nice.
She's like
Catherine's the
yes.
cutest.
That's the word I always use to describe her. She's everything that I would have thought Sean would want in like a partner for life. Like just from just her dark hair to her just super sweet disposition.
She's very bubbly.
Yes. Like, yes.
Energetic, sweet.
Wasn't surprised at all, but that was technically the first time I ever met her, even though I'd seen her. That was the first time I ever met her.
Okay. So if you're not there and Sean's sitting there going from A to B on a flight, he's just sitting there talking to his handler, I guess, normally.
So he had, he has a handler. They have like a more official title than that. At his time, it was Cassie Lambert. She's kind of famous for being a Bachelor handler. And she was an executive producer and her husband was also an executive producer of The Bachelor and Bachelorette. And she was like in charge of him. I had met her the first time when we did home visits and Emily came to my parents' house, right? And we did home visits. Well, Cassie was Emily's handler. And I don't know, the zoo is the only way I can describe it because I watched Cassie with Emily and I just thought it was fascinating. Like she had Emily's lipstick in her pocket. She had everything Emily needed, like Cassie had on her person, right? She was like Emily's person. And then she was the same for Sean and she was precious and sweet. And her husband, his name is Peter, and he was an executive producer, also very nice. He had a different role, but very nice. So Sean would be talking to them. And then they had other producers, I'll say their names, Alon and Bennett and Katie. They were other producers that were in charge of like the girls, you know, or reverse, when Sean came for home visits, they were in charge of Sean.
Okay.
Because he wasn't the lead. So I got to see them work both with Sean as a contestant, I guess is the best word, and then also as the lead, these same people.
Okay. I totally forgot about this, but
you were there.
Yeah. Okay. So when Sean had the hometown on Emily's season, mm-hmm. And you and your kids and your family, they were supposed to have dinner. Were you having lunch? I don't know. It was like an odd time to eating, really. I mean, I want to say it was like 4 o'clock or something. When Emily was coming to meet the parents, I volunteered to be the Scholl's kids nanny, the Scholl kids nanny.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be able to like, well, what I did was hide in the office and look through the mini blinds or the
shutters.
I was hiding in the through the shutters. I was looking to see what was happening. I was watching the interactions. And it was basically like when I got the signal that the kids were done, you know me, I'm so like shy. And probably my face turned red as I just walked through the room and like didn't even say anything.
So, okay, let's talk about that. You were pregnant with Bowen.
I guess.
Yes.
2012. Yeah.
You were barely pregnant with Bowen, but you were pregnant with Bowen.
So it would have been like the spring.
And I think Kensington and Smith, they were 2 and 3. So they were 2 and 3. So when, okay, back up for a minute. So when Sean was on The Bachelorette, we got very little information. Like he wasn't calling us. He left. And then like, we didn't know anything.
And so the first call you got was he made it to hometowns. We need your house to be ready.
People magazine posted a picture of Sean in Bermuda. And that was, we had been gone like a month, 5 weeks. I don't remember. He'd been gone a long time. But we were like, oh my gosh, look, there's, and it wasn't just of Sean. It was of one of those just shots that, you
like
know,
a group date picture with other guys.
That just happened to be in People magazine. Of like they're filming an episode of The Bachelorette and like Sean was there. We were like, oh my gosh, he's in Bermuda. We knew nothing about where he was. So then we took the kids to Kensington and Smith and my mom and dad and Andrew and I, we took the kids to Disney World. And while we were in Disney World, at this point, he had been gone, I would say like, I don't know, it felt like forever, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, he'd been gone a long time.
Okay.
Sean called to say, and we hadn't talked to him and it was crazy that we weren't expecting him to call, but he called and said, I've made it to the final four hometown dates. And again, this is how that works. In like 3 days, they're going to show up at mom and dad's house. And
what if you were still at Disney World?
We were in Orlando. Yeah. So it they had to spread them out, right? Because, I don't know, one hometown date might be in Seattle and then the other one's in Dallas where my parents are. They're all spread out. So they had to have time to go to each hometown and film. So they arranged Sean's in some order to where we were able to get home.
Okay.
But then they had so many rules. And this was my family's first time to meet any of these people. But, you know, we had to sign lots of contracts and confidentiality things. And we couldn't talk. We had to talk to the production company's like attorney called us all. I mean, it was all very like what you're about
very
to see.
Legit.
But my kids were 2 and 3 and they were very clear that they wanted my kids to be in a section, but they did not want them to be in another section. Like, we want your kids to be there when they see Uncle Shawnee. But then at the dinner table stuff, we don't need a 2 and a 3-year-old there.
Yeah, because it would be distracting and noisy and all of that.
But then they were like, we'll have like a producer will watch your kids. Which now that I have 4 kids and I've been a mom a long time, a producer would have been fine. But then I'm also like, my kids are 2 and 3. And the last thing, I'm not going to relax if they're like crying or my kids are like, where's mom? And I'm sure it would have worked out fine. So I said, can I bring a babysitter? Which was going to be you. Because I'm
nanny. That's what I wanted to be called.
I knew I couldn't talk about it. But if you were there, because you had to sign, didn't you sign?
I do think I signed something just saying I wouldn't talk about it.
So then if we're both there and we're both signing, then we both could talk about it later. And my kids, of course, were like super comfortable with you. And I wanted you to be a part of the experience with me. So yeah. So we went to my mom and dad's house on some random weekday and, little details that I remember, all of the paintings in my mom's house had to be covered.
That's the one detail I remember.
Really?
They covered them with fabric.
Yes.
Because they were supposed to cover those up. Yes.
So all of my mom's paintings, they came the day before. So if I'm correct, yes, no, I am. I know I'm correct. I remember this. They came the day before and like scoped out my mom's house, my mom and dad's house. They took pictures and measurements, realized they needed to go to like the craft store to get fabric to cover these paintings. Then they took us all to dinner. So that's the first time we met, like, Katie and Bennett and these people that would later become friends because we would work with them, you know, even in the wedding, we're working with them, right? And they took us to dinner in Dallas and said, you know, do you have any questions? They were so nice. Like, let's talk here. Sean wasn't there. It was just us with these producers we just met. Could not have been nicer. And then they went over with, like, tomorrow, this is what's going to happen. And so then the next day we showed up and...
And you hadn't seen Sean or Emily. Like, that moment when they first opened the door of Hometown Dates, that was the first time you had seen him in 8 weeks or 9 or however long it had been.
Yes. So we were in the backyard and they walked through the backyard.
That's right. They walked actually through the house. Technically, I heard them come in first because I was in the office.
And they came out and we, like, it's, I mean, there's one take. I mean, it wasn't multiple takes. Like, they walk out, you get our genuine reactions. My kids, like, run up to Sean, like, they were so excited to see him. And then you probably, like, took them off so we could sit around, because we sat around and talked. And then we went inside. So that was, like, one part. And then I wouldn't say they said, like, cut, but they were just kind of like, okay, like, this chatting in the yard is over. So now we're going to go inside and eat a meal.
But you weren't really eating. Right?
That's what I was going to say. Oh, yes. Sorry. No, I hadn't thought about that detail in 9 years until, like, sitting here right now. No, my mom was, like, fretting over what am I going to make? He's bringing a girl home, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, nothing. We're going to cater something because no one's really going to be eating. That, I will say, is probably the one and only, like, not authentic thing that I experienced.
But on every hometown, you sit around, the family sits around the table and they're talking, but they're not eating.
No. So they had said, like, what would typically you have on the table? And there's a really, like, small town barbecue restaurant down the street from my parents. And they went and they just got a ton of food and they brought it and set the table. But they said, like, we're not eating. Like, play with your food.
They knew that would be too messy and
loud.
I also remember you had to take your bracelets off.
I had bangles on.
Yeah. They were like, it's too loud. Take that off.
Yes. Cause you were mic'd the whole day. That part. Okay. So, yes, you got. And moving forward, every time we did these things, they put your microphone on and you had sound engineers that were listening. And then we had, like, our family, her name was Katie. Katie was, like, our producer that, like, we had to go to the bathroom. Katie would tell the sound engineer to turn our microphones off. Like, microphone stayed on all the time. That part was hard because I wanted to be like, hey, Andrew, what do you think? Yeah. You know, right? But you're
like mouthing things.
Probably they wouldn't have used it, but you just don't know. So it was just a day of just remembering literally everything you're saying is being recorded.
Okay, so after you came in and, like, fake ate, then did they say, okay, we just want Sean and Sherry to go out?
Yes.
So did they tell you who needed to go, like, off?
Yes. So they had it all written out. I will say that my recollection is when, like, my mom and brother went off, we were not allowed to freely talk to Emily. Not in a bad way or, like, aggressive way, but just in a, Emily and her producer are going to go touch up her makeup. Like, they removed her from us.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm. You weren't just sitting there without cameras talking.
No. And she was very sweet. And I spent technically a whole day with her, right? She was very nice. But they never allowed for free time to just talk to her.
Okay.
And I understand that. That's just not. Yeah, yeah. I completely understand why they did that. And so, yeah, then they pulled us off to little different rooms and we had little conversations. And it took all day. I mean, I think we did it until, like, 9 or 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. It was an all day affair.
Huh.
Yeah. So, and then moving forward, that's how it would work. You would get mic'd, you'd have your mic. So in every episode that moved forward after that we were on, the St. Croix episode, like, you're being recorded the whole time.
So in Thailand, when you met, like, the final, Catherine and the, I don't remember the other girl's name. Uh-huh. When you met them, was there a fake meal there too? I cannot remember. Or did you just go walk in and you kind of said hey to both? They walked in.
Now somebody might, people will correct us if we're wrong. I don't think we ate.
You just kind of visited for a little bit and that was it. Okay. That's what I was thinking, but I can't really remember.
My big take, I mean, a lot of takeaways, and maybe we'll get to Thailand in a second, but there was no air conditioning in the house where we were. And it was like 150 degrees. That is my big takeaway from that. I don't think we ate. I think we just sat there and tried not to sweat to death.
Okay. Would they like come and wipe people's
heads? Yes, constantly.
They did. Oh, okay.
Constantly. Oh, you don't, nobody does your hair and makeup, including like the girls that were the contestants, on Sean's, they had to bring their own clothes, their own hair, their own makeup. Like, there's no hair, makeup. Like, they're helping the lead. So and Sean, that's it. And that's it. Sean got his wardrobe provided for. He had a hair person and a makeup person that handled all of that when he was the lead. But all of those girls are doing their own hair, own nails, own makeup.
Man,
those are their own clothes.
You know, they were stressed. If they were sweating and your hair's like getting frizzy or getting.
Catherine told me one time that was hard when she got picked to be on the Bachelor. Like, she had was borrowing clothes from people. Like, who has evening dresses
and that many?
Yeah, I could see where that'd be really hard. And you can't bring unlimited luggage. I don't remember. Let's assume two, right? Like, they're limiting each contestant on how much luggage they can bring. And this is like all the luggage you can bring for the next up to what, 8 weeks, 9 weeks?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. Does the Bachelor or Bachelorette get to pick his or her one-on-one dates?
And I don't know for sure, but it's my understanding that they get to speak into it. So it's my understanding that they cast Sean as the Bachelor, and then they say lots of things like, what would you love to do? What are some things that would be like great for you to do? Do you have any fears? Like, are you afraid of heights? Would you be interested? Right. They're like, and so they're picking and choosing based on, because they want it to be great for them, but they also want surprises for them. And then also it needs to fit within their shooting schedules and locations and stuff. So I think Sean spoke into it, but do I think Sean said, I want to go to a glacier in whatever, Alaska?
And
no.
Have frost dangling from my mustache?
No. I'm pretty sure Sean said he wanted to do adventurous things.
Yeah.
I think Sean said, I want to do like adventurous things. I like these things. And so they know what questions to ask also to get him to say answers of things that they think they can make happen.
Yeah. What about, I don't remember this happening on Sean's season, but I feel like now in current seasons, the group dates are insane, right? It's like, guys, strip down. This would be a Bachelorette group date, of course. But, you know, like, strip down and you're going to play lacrosse in just your underwear. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember that happening so long ago. Like, do you know if they have any ability to kind of like lean the group dates one way or the other?
So this is just all my opinion. In my opinion, the producers want the lead to look good. They want to bring out the best quality of their lead person. So I think that's not like a Sean quality. So they did more things like, we're going to go into a glacier, because that's more of a Sean quality. And because they don't want them to be and I'm just
uncomfortable
and embarrassed and awkward, because that's not going to make for good TV.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make them look good. So I think if you see some of that stuff, probably their lead was giving them all sorts of vibes.
Like, that would be fun. Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm up for that.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay. When you prepared to go to Thailand, did you just go out and buy like your whole family new wardrobe? Because I mean, you're about to be on national TV and so are your kids. And
well, here again. Okay. So they give you I loved everybody we worked with, but they just love to give you about 2 days notice before you're going to have to do something. So, and I get it, because they're trying to not let things be leaked or whatever. But we came home on Sean's birthday. So Sean's birthday is November 16th. And I remember that's the day we left Thailand, was November 16th. So back up 4 days, and that's the day we left. Back up another day and a half, and that's probably when they called us. Okay. I just remember we knew going into the season, Sean had said and told the producers, I want my mom and dad, Shay and Andrew and Kensington and Smith to go to the final location. So we knew we were going to go to the final location, but they didn't tell Sean where the final location was. Okay.
Did you kind of have dates in mind? Like, you knew I shouldn't leave town in November?
Kind of. I don't remember having like specific dates. We just kept thinking like after Halloween.
Okay.
After Halloween. I put up my Christmas decorations like the day after, because I knew at any minute I'm going to leave and don't know where I'm going to go. I had no idea they were going to say Thailand. We were very surprised. We had to have passports. They had to have copies of our passports, because certain things like visas or whatever, like they had to. So in advance, when the show started, we had to give them all that information. So they had all of our documents. And then we got a phone call and it was like, okay, this is what we're doing. We have a flight booked, like it was already booked, and you guys are going to leave and we're going to meet you in Chiang Rai, Thailand on this day. And I remember looking at that itinerary, and it took almost 48 hours to get there to this location. It was like 5 flights.
Huh. Yeah. And you have a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Yeah. And then you're going to be there for 24 hours and then you're going to go home. So it took us 4 days to travel to be there for about one day.
Okay. What did you wear? I should remember this. Do you remember what you wore?
Yes. So we flew and we wound up there and we got there that evening for dinner. And then like the next day we were going to meet with Lindsay, who was the other contestant that was left.
Okay.
And then we had a whole day shooting with her. And then the next day we were going to meet with Catherine. And then I don't even think we spent the night. Maybe we did. I don't know. But like immediately after that, we came right back home. Like we were there such a short amount of time with Lindsay. So I didn't know where I was going. Right.
But did they tell you it's going to be hot?
Well, they said Thailand. So then I knew it's going to be hot.
Okay. You're right. Okay.
But yes. They could have said, I don't know. They could have said like Whistler and it would have been cold. So I went to Old Navy. And I got I think with Lindsay, I wore the green shirt. I went to J. Crew and bought a green shirt. I went to Old Navy and bought an orange shirt. And I think I wore the green one first and then the orange one second. But I mean, I just went and bought 2 shirts. They're both like 3/4 length because it's all I could find.
Because it's November.
Because it's November. Yeah. And I know, I probably should have like pre-planning. But when you have a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old, it's all weird to Brothers on The Bachelor. It's even more, I wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
I mean.
You haven't done it before.
No, I haven't done it before. Yeah. There's nobody coaching me. Like, you should start planning your wardrobe. It's a lot of, we can't tell you, hold tight, we'll tell you. And I really kept thinking they would give me more notice. I don't know why, because they never did. but yeah, we went and I just wore one top from Old Navy and one top from J. Crew. And
perfect.
Went there. We stayed in a hotel that was very nice. Sean did not stay there. We had, once again, like our same handlers. At that point, since there's only 2 girls left, more people are handling us because they're not having to handle all the girls, right? Yeah. So a couple of producers stayed with us, made sure we were great and very nice hotel. And then they took us to this private house and that's where we met them. And there was no air conditioning. That really is my takeaway. There was no air conditioning. It was so hot. And I kept thinking like, why is this? Right, to film it with lights on you and there's no air conditioning.
Well, and there's just like pressure.
I mean,
right, in any kind of stressful situation,
yes.
I'm a sweater, so I could sweat just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Let alone if it's hot, there's not a lot of air, it's humid. Ugh.
And you don't want to say the wrong thing. And then I have a 2- and a 3-year-old, which they were not going to sit still or be scripted or they were just, so I was like the pressure being a mom and being like, sit still, don't do that.
And when they're 3 and 2, anything that you say, don't say, that's the thing that they're going to say. So
yes, at some point in this very short trip to Thailand, we did get to ride elephants. I think it maybe was after we met with Lindsay. I don't know. There was a pocket of time they took us to ride elephants.
That's cool.
We rode them bareback. We got to do that. It was very brief. We spent more time getting there and coming home than there. Yeah.
Okay. So when you met both of those girls, Catherine and Lindsay, who did you think Sean would pick after meeting them?
Catherine.
You knew it was like easy?
She just is Sean. Yeah. She is Sean. I mean, nothing negative about the other contestant at all. I just, if you know Sean, Catherine is, that's the match for him. Like there's no question at all.
Well, and look at it now. It totally worked out.
I mean, listen, because at this point we keep Catherine, he can go find a new family. Like that's where it goes now. We like her way more than we like him. So.
Okay. So we were talking about Thailand, but back up to, I even think like on The Bachelorette, how did it feel watching him date on The Bachelorette or on his season when he's like kissing these girls? Remember, didn't he set like a world record with someone for kissing the longest? Was that him?
Yes, that was him. Okay. That was him. Okay, very different. And you remember because you were part of it. So The Bachelorette was fun. And the airing, so again, Bachelorette in the winter, March-ish is when they filmed it. It started airing at the beginning of June. We had watch parties every week, even though, okay.
We had tank
maybe,
tops
yes.
that said, like, hope she picks Sean or
yes,
something,
Yes,
right?
We had bracelets that said Team Sean.
Yeah.
And maybe this will be a question. We knew Emily sent him home third. We knew that. So Emily broke up with him. Wait, I'm going to come.
How did
we're
you
gonna,
know
We're going to go full circle here.
Okay.
So we had the hometown date. We thought it went wonderful. Okay. We thought the hometown date, Sean was smitten. Everything I thought about the show being fake went out the window when I met Emily and saw Sean with Emily because Sean genuinely seemed like he was super into her. So every preconceived notion I had just went right out the window. And I'm like, this is like, the God thing and divine intervention. Yeah. And this is the most amazing thing ever. And so then at the end of that long day of taping at my parents' house, like the producers whisk Sean and Emily away, right? And we were shocked when maybe a week later, because she cut it down to 4 to 3. A week later, Sean called and he was like, she sent me home. We were shocked because it seemed so genuine. So he told us, and then the next day I was in Target and with my kids and my phone rang and it was some weird number, but I knew it was like a producer's phone number because he had to still stay there, right? Like quarantined or whatever.
Just so that nobody would see him and yes. be like, he's out. Okay.
Yeah. So he had to stay and I'm in Target and he calls me and he's still like, I can't believe she sent me home. And like, I'm crying in Target because we were so shocked. That season had been so fun and watch parties were so fun. And we were watching it at our country club, has like big TVs for sporting events. And I had all my friends there. We were all there. Yeah. We had food. It was like, it was so fun to watch it, even though we knew she wasn't going to pick him because the pressure didn't seem like we were crushed. But then we also knew like God has better plans and she seemed like she picked the right person. So we knew she wasn't going to pick Sean. When the show started airing, we knew that, but it was fun, right?
You knew it, but we didn't.
Yes, we knew
it. So every week we were like, oh my God.
Yes.
Where the whole time you and Andrew knew,
yes.
but we...
Yes, that's exactly right. My friends didn't know people coming to the watch party, but it just felt lighter because it was her season. He was a contestant. We were proud of him because he made it so far. I mean, we thought like getting third place, again, it makes it sound like a game show, but like third place felt like so good because I think they started with 25 that season. So like, we were super proud of him.
And it was an amazing experience. He got to go to all these places. It was like,
yes. Again, yes. And so it was like a big event. And even though I knew we're going to get to that second to last episode and she's going to break his heart on TV, like I knew it in my heart, it still felt like so fun. Now, The Bachelor, we watched every episode at home by ourselves. It wasn't less fun. It felt more pressure. And I didn't want to watch it with people. So we didn't have a single, we had one watch party when Sean came, right? That was The Bachelor. Not
when
The Bachelor.
Came to watch?
At my house, remember?
I think he came to The Bachelorette.
Okay, so that wasn't even The Bachelor.
Yeah, I think he came and watched one time because I remember us being like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
Is she going to pick you? But he never said anything. You know, like just kind of.
Yes, you're right. Okay, yes. No, we watched them and it just felt like more pressure. We had signed more contracts. We had been told to be even more quiet. We knew, we came home on Sean's birthday, November 16th. On 17th, he picked Catherine. Well, his season didn't air till January. So we knew for 2 solid months before the show even aired, I think the finale was like the very end of March. So we really went from November like 17th to, I don't know, March 27th. And we knew this big secret who he picks. That was a lot of pressure. And Andrew and I just wanted to watch it at home. Like it was too hard. Like not that I wasn't celebrating what a great job he was doing, but I just felt like I can't be watching this with other people. And then to answer, I think your question you asked an hour ago, he was kissing other girls. It was just more about him. And I just didn't know that I wanted to watch that with like a bunch of other people.
Well, I can also see where it would be harder to not let something slip when the entire show is about him versus, is Emily going to pick, you know, I could see where you could say like, oh no, she got, you know, you could mess up.
It had gone, and at this point too, by the time it was announced, the episode aired that he picked Catherine, she was family. We'd already done Thanksgiving with her, Christmas with her. We'd already done like all the holidays. So then I'm also having to not say to people stuff about Catherine.
Yes.
Right? Because at this point, she's like...
part of the family. She's in.
Yes. And they had flown her down secretly many times. We'd already spent a lot of time with her. It was just too much. So lots of fun watching The Bachelorette, a lot of pressure watching The Bachelor, and just keeping it to myself. I know my blog posts during that time were probably more vague, but again, I didn't want to do anything that would get me in trouble or get Sean in trouble or get... I didn't want to in any way hurt anything. Better to be vague and to be more quiet about it.
Yeah, and just like keep it to yourself for sure.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, hot topic. What really happens in those fantasy suites?
I have no idea. I mean, I think it's whatever you want to happen in those fantasy.
Depends on who's in the fantasy suite.
I think it's the lead's choice and obviously it's the contestant's choice too, but it's like the lead's choice about the rules of that night and cameras of that night, and they set the tempo. And so, yeah.
Okay. Can you share a little bit about the wedding? Like, how was that experience?
Crazy, surreal, but super normal at the same time. So they got married in January. So the episode aired that he picks Catherine at the end of March, but he really had picked her in November. Okay. So then fast forward 9 more months to January, and they got married in Santa Barbara, California. And my entire family, like both sets of grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins, like we all go out to California. And so much of it was very normal. So much of it was like crazy weird because it was on live TV. So
there were commercial breaks.
Yes. So my dad officiated, and he had to turn in what he was going to say in advance because ABC had to approve it, and they didn't make a single edit to my dad what he was going to say. My dad had to memorize it. My dad had to know how to pause for commercial breaks organically and pick back up organically. During the ceremony that's live on TV, my dad had an earpiece in so they could tell him when he was going into commercial break and when he was coming out. And it was not turned on. And so my dad didn't know. And so my dad knew he was supposed to pause. So my dad paused. And then my dad waited for someone to just kind of like wave at him. But like he had been anticipating people talking to him the whole time.
And it didn't.
No.
It didn't happen.
And we didn't know till after. But because it's on live TV, my dad couldn't stop and be like, I can't hear anybody. I loved how the rehearsal dinner and the reception were private. They were not aired. So both of those events felt just like going
they
to my brother's.
They still happened, and they were still yes. like more normal.
Okay. Yeah, no cameras. So there were no cameras. I mean, the producers were there with their spouses, and it was all very family. And Trista was there, and Ari was there. Lots of other alums were there from the Bachelor franchise. But the rehearsal dinner and the reception were just completely private. The only thing that was on TV was the actual ceremony. But yeah, I mean, it was pretty wild when you send your, I think she was 4 then at this time, your 4-year-old daughter and your 3-year-old son down the aisle as the flower girl and ring bearer. And you know that like 17 million people are watching.
Yes.
Mike Fleiss, who's the executive producer of The Bachelor. It was the only time I met him. He was there. Yeah, Chris Harrison was there, but he didn't officiate. So he was there because my dad officiated. They let my dad officiate, which is amazing, right? Like Chris Harrison had officiated all the other weddings, and Sean said, "I really want my dad to officiate," and ABC was like, "Okay," and I mean that's just so cool, you know.
Your dad's a cool guy, but I probably should have been a little bit more like, Jay, way to go, man.
And that's it's really
awesome.
Cool, right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't let my dad say, so we had a like studio rehearsal the day before where we had to like come and rehearse it with like cameras and all that stuff. Because, you know, even though it was a wedding and we were all standing there, like, you know, there's cameramen and all sorts of cords and we had to rehearse all of that stuff. But they did not want my dad to say the lines because that's going to be like, that's like top secret. What my dad's going to say is top secret. So my dad made a funny poem and memorized it. And it's long, but it includes like funny stuff and talks about the Red Sox. I mean, it was just like my dad made this funny. So my dad got up there to the same tempo of what he was going to say. So my dad actually memorized 2 things because he had to talk.
Look at that.
I know. It was all really cool. So it was very surreal, but at the same time, very normal because they did allow us to do like normal things, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay. How frustrating does it get for Sean and Catherine to get recognized? Do they get annoyed?
They are so gracious. So if they do, I don't ever notice.
You never know. Okay.
They're so sweet and so gracious. So if they do, they keep it to themselves.
Do you still watch The Bachelor?
No. Was my favorite show. Watched every episode after Sean was The Bachelor. Nothing bad happened at all. In fact, it was all really great, but I don't know. I was just kind of behind the Wizard of Oz's curtains, you know?
Yeah.
I saw the backside of it, and I would catch an episode here and there, but I never watched a season again. Mm-mm.
What was the advice your family gave Sean before he left? Was there anything like specific that you remember, or was it just kind of more like, don't make us look ridiculous?
It was a lot of that. A lot of like, you don't know how they're going to edit you, so you just better, every single thing you do, you better be okay if it ends up on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much are the producers involved in the storyline?
I would say everything is very organic. Obviously, the producers are manufacturing settings and picking and choosing which people are going to be, you know, if there's a...
Together.
Yeah, a two-on-one date and they're picking, you know, a combination that they think will make good TV. Like, they're in control of all of that. So I think they're making it as organic as it can be, which, you know, no bachelor or bachelorette's gotten divorced, which tells you that people are really finding people that they love and want to stay married to. So they can't be manufacturing too much because what they're doing is working. But they are, you know, creating these scenarios and stuff like that. I think everybody has had really good intentions. Yeah. So,
What was the best outcome indirectly caused by this opportunity?
Well, outside of like, well, Catherine's my sister-in-law and I have these nephews and niece. And, I do think, so outside of like all of like that are the obvious ones, right? I think it's super cool going back to my dad officiating, my dad's, in the wedding, like he gets up there and he talks about Jesus. ABC let him talk about Jesus. They knew he was going to talk about Jesus. They okayed him talking about Jesus on primetime TV in front of millions of people. And I just think, our family's platform. Oh, we're a bunch of like sinful, broken, terrible people, but we sure love the Lord. And I think it's been awesome that through The Bachelor, we've been able, me and my brother and my parents have been able to like talk about Jesus on a bigger stage.
And share that. That's yeah, awesome.
I would say that's it.
Okay. I loved this question too. Which of your kids do you see ever potentially being on The Bachelor or Bachelorette for the experience of a lifetime?
Without a doubt, Madeley.
I thought so too.
In fact, she's probably already submitted her application.
No one else even came to mind.
Except she's going to be the one that's having the bachelor contestants take off their clothes and like do lacrosse in their underwear. She's going to be that one.
That Madeley's a mess. Okay, what was the bachelor tell all like in person? Like you and Schaefer went and you got to sit in the audience and just observe that.
Yes. Yes. Who's, I don't even remember whose season
me
was
neither.
That.
I was just going to ask you.
I'll have to go back and look.
It was after.
Yes. It was after
Sean's season.
Yes. And Schaefer said, wouldn't it be, because Schaefer loves The Bachelor and Bachelorette. Yeah. And she had made a comment like, wouldn't it be fun if we went to a men tell all or women tell all taping? Because you see audience members back there. So I said to my brother, you think you could get me and Schaefer into one? And the next day he said, hey, I have two tickets for you to the next one. So again, like it was like the next day, like Schaefer and I like quickly board a plane. Like, do they not know my personality? And we go that was a long, I'm going to guess it was like 7 hours to tape that. It was long. And so we sat in the audience. Again, you had to wear certain colors. You had to be dressed nice. You could not bring a phone. Like they kind of searched your person and you could not have a phone at all on you. And so it was a long day and I'm going to have to go back as I blogged about it and look at my post to see who the characters were, but a lot of drama and lots of excitement. I mean, it was fun. It was fun. Yeah.
I remember, you guys talking about it and watching. I remember us watching to see who it was. What do you think about so many from the show? So contestants who are going on with the intent just be influencers one day?
Well, that's a good question. I think the integrity of the show is going to suffer if people aren't there for the right reason of finding love. I think if you're there to become like Instagram famous, that might definitely happen. But I don't know if the show can continue on if you're really not getting Trista and Ryan's together. And, you know,
Catherine's
and Sean's and JP and Ashley and those people that have like met their person and now have beautiful families today. Are people going to watch if it's just a bunch of people trying to be internet famous? Probably not. Like, will the ratings suffer? I would think so. I would think like that would be the demise of the show. I would assume these producers are doing everything they can to find like people that are there for the right reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that was my last question. Is there anything else you want to add to everything? I know, I just kept going.
It was a great experience. Obviously, the best experience ever for my family because we have Catherine, Samuel, Isaiah, and Mia now. So the most amazing experience, and it's given my brother these wonderful opportunities and create this life he, let's be honest, never would have had without the show. Everybody that was there was so nice and so genuine and so sweet. And it was a once in a lifetime thing. So I'm super grateful that we got to do it. But just like you said, we don't talk about it anymore. It's old news.
Yeah.
It's old news now. But it was really fun. And I'm just thankful that, you know, the Lord let my family do that so we could meet Catherine.
Yeah. That's an awesome story. Thanks for sharing.
Well,
all the answers and all your thoughts. And thanks for sending those in. That was fun to rehash and recap and talk about again.
Thank you, Bachelor fans, for sending all of that in. I heard a rumor we have some like really cool random reader questions today.
I know. I cannot wait.
Okay.
I cannot wait.
So we're going to segue to our random reader questions right now.
So our first question of the day comes from Miss Claudia Ramirez asking about Hawaii.
I love you guys so much. I love the breakdown, especially Hawaii, as we're trying to plan a possible Hawaii trip, particularly to Oahu. I was wondering if you guys, is it okay to share some prices, like the pricing on some of these outings, just to give some of us an idea for budgeting, like what we can and can't include in our trip? That would be so helpful. Thanks.
Oh, that's a great question.
I love it, Claudia. Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for sending in your audio message on Anchor. We appreciate it. I will answer this one. I have structured Mix and Match Travel Agency to really try to accommodate all budgets. Now, can we send your family of six to Hawaii for 10 days for $1,000? No, we cannot. But what we can do is talk to you on the phone, you know, communicate with you, hear what you want, and then you can tell us what your budget is, and we can let you know a couple of options. Like, we can tell you, okay, with that money, we can help with this portion of the trip, but you might need to use miles for your flights, right? Or we can say, you know what, with that budget, maybe instead of 10 days in Hawaii, we do 7 days in Hawaii, or talk about doing maybe 10 days at an all-inclusive in Mexico, because that could save you money. We really try to not have like one price for each trip. Like, we tried really hard, and some trips have small budgets, and I'm kind of amazed at the end we're able to pull it off. And then some of our customers have huge budgets, and then we just gives us the opportunity to make their trip a little bit more spectacular than we would have with a different budget. So I know that's vague. I'm not trying to be vague, but I also don't want to say like, hey, Claudia, your family can go for $5,000 because I might be able to do it for $4,000. Or I, based on what you're saying, maybe you want to spend a little bit more because you do want those flights included. Like, we try to communicate, talk on the phone, and have interactions with everybody so that you get exactly the trip you want for the amount of money that you're comfortable spending.
Yes, and we don't know exactly what type of customized trip you would like. So maybe you're someone who wants a special excursion every single day, which is going to cost a little bit more. I thought earlier when you were answering that question, I thought Shay was going to say, said that about $1,000, I thought you were going to be like, I don't know how well you can row a boat from California. Like, I don't know. Maybe you can get there and we could plan it for $1,000.
Wait, I'm going to say this real quick. We really try. I mean, we cannot accommodate every budget, right? But I would say rarely can we not. Like, we're really like, as long as your budget's reasonable, again, you're not.
Yeah.
We can
also, like you said, recommend something else that's going to work in that budget or a different place to stay or yes.
So over the summer, I had a trip on my desk and Andrew was in my office talking to me and he was like, Andrew likes to see where people are going. So he was like looking at their trip, but Andrew saw this total price and he said, oh my gosh, that is so cheap. Are they like staying in a tent?
Yes, that's what we booked, Andrew. Come on.
No, they're not staying in a tent. They're staying in an all-inclusive. But I say that to say we really do try to help everybody and we will not put you in a tent. Okay?
No.
Oh my goodness. Okay, next question.
The next person that we have up has a special request for you both from Miss Cassie Tapp about Disney World.
This is not a question, but I was just wanting to say I would love an episode on going to Disney World.
Oh.
Ooh.
I defer to Erica.
Okay, well, we have that planned in our calendar, I believe, of upcoming podcast topics because maybe there's a trip planned very soon in our future. And we're going to talk about it when we get home.
Yes. And that will be exciting. When it comes to Disney World, Erica's the expert, and I'm just happy she brings me along. So that'll be the episode where Shay asks all the questions and Erica gives us all the good information.
It'll be really fun.
Yes, that is a great one. And thank you, Cassie, for sending in your audio message. Yes. And thank you to our wonderful producer, John, because his radio voice, just, I dig it. So we have one more audio message for today's episode. Here we go.
All right. Our last person up. I'm sorry, guys. This one just touched my heart. I had to put her in here. This special message is from Miss Emery Cabell.
Hi.
That is like the sweetest voice ever. Emery.
Hi, Emery.
She should be friends with Maids and Brit. How
she
sweet.
Should. Thank you for your message.
I love hearing their voices.
I know. I know. Please, if you are thinking about a question that you might have or like that, a podcast topic idea, please just go to Anchor and there's a little button that says message.
Our producer, John, who is amazing, he listens to all of them so that we don't know what they're going to be. So he listens, he picks them out, he sends them to us. And so if you leave them for John, he will pick and choose and maybe you'll hear yourself in the next episode.
Yeah.
Oh, this was fun. Thank you guys for letting us break down another topic with you today.
Yes, I hope you enjoyed listening and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
The Bestie Breakdown is brought to you by Erica Slaughter and Shay Scholl.
It's produced by John Reinhart at Free Dream Studio.
We love emails.
Reach out to us at thebestiebreakdown@gmail.com.